is Free Talk Live. We are broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the final night of six. We've been here all week long. For those of you just tuning in for our Saturday program, we are here live, and we're up in Lancaster, New Hampshire, in the beautiful White Mountains, and it has turned into a lovely day. After a couple of days of rain,
rain and overcast,
cold temperatures, it has turned into just a perfect day here in northern New Hampshire. Again, beautiful White Mountains at Rogers Campground. That's where we've been all week long, just having an absolute blast. Mark, you made the comment right before we started the show that the whole week has just, it's just blown by for you.
Indeed. I, you know, I remember thinking, oh, yeah, we got half of Porkfest left. This is it. This is the last night of Porkfest.
It is. There's maybe one or two things tomorrow morning, but it pretty much wraps out at around noon tomorrow. So if you didn't make it out...
I should say the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's so easy to fall into the habit of saying Porkfest, but that sounds like we're all having barbecue.
Or sex. There may be both barbecue and sex going on at Porkfest.
I'm certain there's been some of both.
So Porcupine Freedom Festival, you can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com to learn more about this. It's likely going to come back next year. I haven't heard anything as far as what the possible dates will be next year. I have heard rumors that somebody that is real close to this show will be taking the event over as far as organizing is concerned.
I've heard rumors.
So that's kind of exciting.
You know, I've also heard that Curtis is going to continue in the role of marketing for Porkfest, and I don't think there's anyone better.
So, so come on up here, learn more about the event. It will be coming back, and you're going to want to make it. If you haven't ever been to a Porcupine Freedom Festival, you definitely want to mark your calendars once it's announced and start planning to do it, because it has been an absolute blast. As always, you meet all kinds of interesting, liberty-minded people, each of them with their own story to tell and different interests. People come together, they have fun, they play games, there's speeches and panels, and Stefan Molyneux from freedomainradio.com did a killer speech last night at the end of the night. It was really just a real rousing speech in favor of freedom. So we're here, we're going to talk to you, of course, as always. The show still operates the same way as normal. You may call in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything you want. But we're also going to be talking to people here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, folks with interesting stories to tell. And there's one guy in particular that I've actually been looking forward to speaking with just on a personal basis. I hadn't taken the time out in this run-up to Porkfest and had a lot to do to call you. But Jay Noon is with us. And, Jay, make sure you pull that mic real close to you and lean right on into it there. Jay, you are somebody who you're doing something that's absolutely heroic. It's something that I wish that more people would do, because if more people would do what you're doing, then the government people wouldn't be able to do so much damage to folks. If people would come together and, as you have done, not pay property taxes, then I think there would be significant changes that could occur, because they can't take everyone's home. If a bunch of people don't pay, it becomes very, very difficult for them to seize all of those properties at once. But when it's just one person, in your case, it's pretty much what it is. I think your dad doesn't pay as well on different property. But you haven't paid since you bought your house 6 or 7 years ago. Now, you live in Massachusetts, about, an hour and a half down from the border of New Hampshire. Is that right?
Yeah. If you followed, Route 202 out of New Hampshire straight down past, Amherst, where UMass is, I'm about 20 minutes south of UMass.
So you didn't pay property taxes ever since buying your home?
I never consented, and that's why I didn't pay the property tax right from the beginning. In fact, to clarify something, they call it real estate tax.
In Massachusetts, that's what it's called.
Well, New York calls it real property tax, because private property is different from real property.
So the legal term?
The legal term is really real estate tax. They tax for real estate, which is a different thing than private property.
Okay. So what is it that I own? I mean, I supposedly own property, but they keep taxing me on it. So do I own real estate, or do I actually own private property?
You probably hold I don't know what you'd even call it, a debt note, really, because what happens is...
Actually, I paid mine off. I don't have a bank note.
Well, but what happens is the state, when you buy the property or the real estate or whatever, in fact, they won't sell you private property. Licensed realtors can only deal in real estate, etc. But when you buy this land that you think it's yours, they actually take and they give you what's called a certificate of deed. And they actually issue a deed to a name in all capital letters. and you'll see that your last name will be first name last, and then middle initial. Mm. So they issue the deed to that. Now, deeds are the way that corporations and trusts trade property. And real title, actual land patent and title, is how men trade property. People trade property.
I mean, I've heard about this land patent thing, and it just really just seems like a myth. I mean, does anybody actually really have one of these things?
Well, I haven't worked on it very aggressively, but, yeah, it may be a myth. There is a real title to the property somewhere, and you go to the Registry of Deeds, and they're not interested in helping you find it at all.
No, certainly not.
Some kind of certificate of deed or something.
Well, they give you a deed. They create a deed, and what actually happens is the state takes the deed, and they use a deed as collateral against their bond rating. The same thing happens with your car. You get a certificate of title for your car, and the state uses that real title to your car as a surety against its bond rating. And for example, in New Hampshire, like cars that are manufactured before 1994 or something don't require a title because their bond is worth nothing. You know, 15-year-old cars are worth nothing, so they're not interested in using as a surety against their bond rating. But with the property, basically what's happening is your taxes is essentially a interest on the bond that the state is using to borrow money from, like, the Federal Reserve or the international banksters or whatever they're doing. That's essentially what they're using the real title to the property for.
So in Massachusetts, you haven't paid in 6 or 7 years. You've never paid on this property. Did you ever own a home or property before this, or was this your first one?
No, I got some farmland out in western New York, well, central New York, and like a good slave, I paid that.
I see. So this is where you're making your stand, and they presume in New Hampshire they'll come after you after about 3 years, from what I understand, and make a move to attempt to tax sale the property. What was the first thing that happened to you? I presume they sent you a late notice on your first property tax the first property tax bill that they sent you.
Well, technically, they didn't send
real estate tax.
They didn't send me a notice. They sent a title entity in all capital letters a notice.
I see what you're saying.
But what they did is in 2005 they did a tax lien, and then the actual documents that came
from... I'm sorry, point of clarification. Do you own the property outright, or is it the bank?
Oh, actually, the way I bought the property is I have a private loan through somebody.
Okay.
And if they take my property, I can't have it. I owe the guy about 3 years on it, and I'll still pay him right till he's done.
Well, at least with a private loan, you don't have a term in a contract that says you have to pay property taxes, right?
There absolutely isn't.
Right.
And to where all these commercial loans, which I've never actually looked at one or had one... Mm-hmm. I guess that's where they get you.
Sure.
Yeah. Obviously, the bank is going to set it up. So, I mean, the bank is going to get your taxes are going to be paid on that because they'll take them right out of your payments. Yeah.
And most people don't even know what their taxes is because they have the bank puts it in escrow and takes care of it. They don't know what their water bill is, you know, if they got, you know, town water.
So, okay, so they came after you with a threat after you the entity didn't pay. Or they sent a threatening letter, and what did you do? Did you send them something back asking for proof of your obligation to pay the tax?
That's exactly what I did. I sent a letter to Roger Brach, the tax collector at the time, a registered certified letter stating that please provide the instrument that compels me to this specific
now,
performance.
Instrument is a legal term. You got to remember, not everybody knows what this stuff means.
An instrument would be basically any document that's going to compel you to something, you know, like a contract would be an instrument, a license could be an instrument, a ticket could be an instrument.
Right, with your signature on it, some sort of evidence that you consented to terms, right?
That's correct. And I sent them that letter, probably dozen times, maybe.
So basically, the position you take, and this is the one that makes the most sense to me, is that whenever this government agency or whenever any people calling themselves government come to you and say, well, you owe us this, you come back with this response of, well, I'll be happy to pay, you know, this if I actually owe it. Can you please provide, as you said, this, you know, signed instrument that proves my obligation to pay this?
Yeah,
where did I agree to this?
Yeah, I didn't say I'd be happy to pay it. I just left that part out, but I asked for the instrument.
Well,
if
I have been obligated to pay something, I'll be happy to pay it. If I entered into voluntarily a contract, I would be happy to go ahead and pay according to whatever those terms are. Now, please show me the terms and show me my agreement, right?
That's correct.
And they never did.
And they don't.
Did they even bother responding to you?
No.
We'll come back.
You said how many times?
Over a dozen.
We'll come back with more of this here. 800-259-9231. More with Jay Noon. He's not paying property taxes. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are doing the live Saturday edition of the program from a location that is different from where we normally are. We're normally in Keene, New Hampshire at the LRN.FM studios, but now here we are across from the White Mountains here in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, where we're at Rogers Campground for Porkfest 2011, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's put on every single year by the Free State Project, which is, of course, an organization designed to move as many liberty-minded people all to the same place in order to have them become active and achieve liberty in our lifetime. So I don't know what the final count is here at this particular Porkfest. I would say maybe around 1,000 people, but I haven't talked to any of the organizers about it. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll be able to drag one of them in here for a short interview tonight and kind of get a recap on how successful Pork Fest was. But it is, I would say, as successful, if not more so, than last year. There are more vendors, more food booths, people making food, selling alcohol without permits, begging. No one's begging for permission here to do anything. Open civil disobedience, cannabis smoking, all kinds of fun stuff going on here. Lots of family events as well. There's playground stuff and crafts, supplies, and there was a bounce house today, Mark.
Yeah, the bounce house. My son Jack, got so excited in the bounce house. He was trying to keep other kids from going down the slide. I mean, it was just turning into the Lord of Flies in the bounce house.
So yeah, lots of fun stuff here for people of all ages, whether we're talking about families or single people or couples. And tonight the dance party. The dance party is
funny.
Happening.
It's a funny name for a party.
And it's going to have a lot to live up to after Buzz's Bigger Gay Dance Party yesterday, which was really epic. And so anyway, porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You probably don't have enough time to get up here. It's this is pretty much the last night tonight. But we're going to do it again next year, and it's going to be a blast. So we've got Jay Noon here with us in the studio. And we're going to continue talking about not paying property taxes in just a moment.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own, made in America and made for you, Ruger.com. If you want to get one, you can get it at your local gun dealer, but you can see it at Ruger.com.
Jay Noon is here with us. He is brother to Josh Noon, who's the guy behind The Federal Crime, which is a great band. They play a lot up here in the Northeast. Lots of great pro-freedom lyrics in their music. And you have purchased a home several years ago in Massachusetts, one of the towns in Massachusetts. You never once paid any of the property tax bills, simply writing them back when they would send one to you saying, hey, I'd like to see the proof of obligation, the signed instrument, the contract or agreement that shows that I actually owe this money, that shows that I'm somehow obligated to pay you this, what is essentially an arbitrary number. I mean, they just make a number up and, they claim it's based on the value of your home. They make a number up and they send it to you.
Mostly based on how much, they decide what your home's worth and what its percentage of obligation is of, the overall budget of the town.
Which is completely arbitrary. And so they send this to you.
I don't think the budget of the town's arbitrary.
It's arbitrary how much they add to the budget every single year. I mean, they just make some crap up. They increase the amount by whatever number. Anyway,
right.
They get whatever they want from you, right? They ask for the number and you pay it if you want to stick around.
That sounds right.
So you haven't paid it. You wrote these letters back to them, at least a dozen of these letters, asking them, just look, show me the agreement. Then maybe I'll go and actually pay this for you. They never did. They never even responded to a single one of your letters. And then I imagine the threats got more serious over time.
Well, yeah, like last summer I got a complaint mailed to me that they were going to go before land court and basically take my property. But, yeah, I've sent numerous documents to land court, and they... Land court didn't respond. None of my paperwork was heard.
How can a court not respond to a letter that you send them? I mean, I thought that they absolutely had to do that.
No, they just don't.
They have no obligation to do anything for you.
But the courts aren't even a judicial branch of government. The town.
The town. The
is not
land
government.
Court, you mean?
Land court's not part of the government. It's a governmental agency. AL on the end, similar to. They're actually 501c nonprofit corporations. Is what they are. In fact, under the...
including the city? Including the city of the town of fill in the blank?
The town of Palmer, the town of Keene, whatever. They're all 501c nonprofit corporations. They have a tax identification number. They have employee identification numbers. Only corporations can bear them things. So they are a governmental agency, which is similar to the government. Another thing I was just made aware of 2 days ago while up here, and this is what is so great about Pork Fest, is you want to learn something, you want to know something, everybody here wants to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to help you. it's called the Clare Field Doctrine. Search Clare Field Doctrine on a computer. And what that states is that if any government agency accepts Federal Reserve note, paper money, securities, checks, money orders, etc., they are... brought to a level of a mere corporation. And when they bring a citizen to court, it says it's right in this Clearfield document, that they must produce an instrument. They must produce a contract that would
So if the land courts or if the town of Palmer tries to bring you to court to say you owe this money for the property taxes, you're saying that this Clearfield decision says they have to prove it.
That's correct.
But they haven't, have they?
No, they haven't. And I haven't used a Clearfield decision there with them guys.
But, of course, from what I've seen is it doesn't really matter what their documents say. It doesn't matter what their rules say. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. There's no way to actually hold them to it because they won't enforce it upon themselves.
Now, the only thing I was going to try doing was getting through a Freedom of Information Act or public records request is a signed copy of their oath of office and then sue them for breach of contract. I mean, it's really one of the only ways I can see about going about it.
So they've presumably as each tax bill comes, they've been adding more to it with interest over time, and now there's a huge amount of money that they claim you owe. They've put a lien on the property already thus far?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they claim they leaned it in 2005, you know, with their documents. And they're looking to get like $30-something thousand dollars.
So basically the way it normally works is at a tax sale, they sell the property for whatever they can get for it, hopefully over the $30,000 mark. They keep the $30,000 for themselves. You get the rest, and then the property becomes theirs. Is that pretty much how it works?
From what I understand, that's what I've been told.
So that's already gone through. The tax sale has already happened at this point. There's a new. Is there a new owner, supposedly, of this property?
No, they're just looking at evicting me Tuesday morning. So
they can evict you without... have they essentially transferred the property into the town of Palmer then? They at this point claim ownership?
Yeah, according to Land Court gave the town of Palmer a judgment. And actually, the Land Court judgment isn't even signed. There's no signature on it.
Wow,
that's disturbing. Now, if there was a lien on this property... Would that have to, and it were to transfer to the hands of the governmental agency known as Palmer, Massachusetts, would they have to satisfy that lien before they took possession of the property?
No, they don't have to satisfy the lien, but the lien would have to be satisfied by whoever bought the property at auction.
I see.
So, okay, then this was something you were telling us during the break that you thought was an interesting strategy that you unfortunately learned about too late in your process. Can you flesh it out a little bit more?
Absolutely. As I was saying, is like myself, I would lean Mark here, and then Mark would lean Ian, and then Ian would lean me. Or I would
for like $1 million on a $200,000 property,
crazy money. I would have a couple very good, trustworthy friends or my family lean my property or
right.
lean me. And then it's so tied up in liens at these auctions, nobody is interested in it.
Right, because when the state puts the property up for auction, all the people that are bidding on it are going to see, well, crap, there's $1 million lien, this is a $150,000 home.
I can't get anything for
that. I can't afford this.
Yeah.
And I've been told, and I have not found it in writing
Hold
yet.
Hold that thought. We'll come back with more property tax resistance refusal. It's Free Talk Live.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. Huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air number 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter and backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This huge summer sale ends today. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. You may bring up anything you would like. Of course, if you've got a question about not paying property taxes, we've got a guy here who's got some personal experience as the town of Palmer, Massachusetts, prepares to evict him from his home, the one that he paid for several years ago, and has since then not paid property taxes. We'll continue with his story in just a moment. Oh, sorry about that, Mark.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it for the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. Go to LibertyStickers.com. Sometimes I like to just go there and read the witty Liberty statements that they have. And like I said, there are hundreds and hundreds of them. You can get them in bulk to sell at your stores or you know, flea market booths or gun shows or whatever. LibertyStickers.com.
All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And we continue here with Jay Noon as he regales us with just a horrible story of abuse at the hands of the government folks as they're attempting to steal his home from him coming up on Tuesday. Now, it was kind of kind of them to give you a notice as to when it is they plan on taking your home. How did that come about happening? I mean, how do you know exactly when this is going to be?
Well, I came up here Thursday to take part up here,
mm-hmm.
and my girlfriend calls me Friday morning. She goes, there's a 48-hour notice on the door.
Mm.
So she scans it and emails it to me, and I got it, and I looked at it, and it says right on a notice that Tuesday at 10 a.m., you know, we're coming to move you out.
Wow.
And actually, I think it's perfect timing. There's going to be a lot of people from Porkfest all over the country. They're going to be traveling down 91 to the Mass Pike. They're either going to be going west or south. They're going to be literally within 18, 19 miles of my house.
Mm-hmm.
My father's got a farm that's like 8 minutes from the house. People want to come up there and camp. They're very welcome to. We're looking to have a lot of people over there,
cool.
You know, Tuesday morning. But they, another thing to bring up is the Constitution. If anybody reads the Massachusetts Constitution, which is a very good Constitution, there's several elements of the Mass Constitution that explicitly state that there's one that says they cannot tax the individual's property.
Hmm.
without his consent or really? Consent of the legislature. It's Article 10 of the Massachusetts Constitution. It's right in there.
Huh. Well, I mean, the New Hampshire Constitution says that government of good is formed by consent. I guess the suggestion is this is a bad government because clearly none of us have consented.
Yeah, you don't get to consent.
They keep doing whatever it is they want to. I mean, I've told these people, look, I don't consent to your statutes and your rules, and they keep putting me in cages.
That's when they threw you in jail, right?
It doesn't really seem to do very much. So you guys are throwing a party on Tuesday morning.
We're throwing a party Tuesday morning. We're trying to get people up at the farm about 8 o'clock. You know, the house is located basically on the end of Main Street. It's not heavily traveled.
Wow, so it's pretty much a downtown location?
It's right out of downtown Bonsville. It's a small village. Palmer has four villages. It's a small village pretty much at the end of town.
What's the difference between a town and a village?
I'm not sure.
Up here, the distinction is that the village is not a municipal division. So a town is a voting block, whereas a village is not. You know, a village is just a sort of a named area within a town.
Like a postal zone or something like that?
It's not even a postal zone, really. Yeah. I mean, it's just an area. You know, a village has no legal authorities.
Got it. So you're going to try to get as many people out to this party as possible. You say bring some video cameras, recording devices. What do you expect to have happen? I mean, this is completely new territory for a lot of people. First of all, most people don't have the courage to not pay property tax in the first place, so it's very rare that any kind of situation like this would come up. And normally when you see a town or a city come after somebody for not paying property tax, in most cases it's, you know, some old lady dies, the trailer just sits there, and the town takes the trailer, or something like that, where it's just out of neglect. Not because somebody made the actual choice, the conscious decision to no longer pay or to not pay these things. Has anyone else ever been in this situation? Do you know? Have they talked to you about what this is like?
Other than some Amish guys that I hired are kids to help me move hay in New York, they're having a little tax issue up there, and they're actually being somewhat successful with it. But like all the properties in town in the past 2 years that have been seized is because the old lady died, the old man died, and there was no heirs to come claim it or whatever. Other ones, people couldn't afford the tax and the mortgage, and they just walked away from it.
Yeah, and usually in some other cases, they'll threaten and threaten and threaten, and then someone will pay up. They'll find the money or whatever, and they'll pay up the last moment.
And that, too, like people remortgage their houses that are all paid for.
Yeah.
You know, like the guy down the road, he didn't pay his property taxes and for whatever reason, and it wasn't the same reason as I. He ended up remortgaging his house that he inherited from his father. It was all bought and paid for.
People are scared. I mean, they know what will happen. They know what the threat is. They know that they'll be removed from their home, and this is really the
ultimate property
threat.
Taxes are getting crazy. I mean, this isn't back in the day when, you know, you send a little money in to take care of the school or whatever. But the fact is that around America, people are paying, you know, sometimes $200, $500, $1,000 a month to live in their property.
I paid about $400 or
$500. This isn't property tax. This is rent. And that's what it's coming down to. It's coming down to the point that people that believe that they use the terminology as we own our homes, they don't.
Nonsense.
The government owns that land, and the fact is if you don't pay that money that they demand from you, the rent that they call property taxes they demand from you, you'll find out who owns that property.
That's right. They're going to send men with guns, and I imagine they'll be the sheriffs. You are in a town, so you probably don't have your own town police force, if so, it's not very large.
There's town police. In fact, I'm on the fire department. I've been a volunteer firefighter for 15 years.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? They're taking the home of a volunteer firefighter.
In fact, I'm the only guy who refuses to take a paycheck.
Wow.
I don't take the $1,200 or $1,500 a year. I'm a volunteer.
Yeah. So despite that,
anyways,
any interactions with the police chief on this?
Oh, so the fire chief, who's just a real decent guy, calls me up and says, hey, Chief Frederick, is his name, wants to talk to you. And he told the fire chief that I was anti-government, and he's worried about having a confrontation with me.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's scared, is what you said.
So the police chief called the fire chief? Is that what you're saying?
That's okay. Correct. And the fire chief called me and said, oh, you want to give this guy a call? And I just said, well, I might. And what I was going to do was just write him a constructive notice, telling him, highlighting the parts in the Constitution that he swore an oath to protect my property. And then I expect him there to protect my property.
So now this
duty.
Is the police chief or the sheriff?
The police chief. I've never talked to the sheriff. I plan on going to the sheriff's office Monday morning and serving him with some paperwork telling him that he needs to protect my property. I'm going to invoke the de jure capacity, and what de jure basically means is constitutional capacity of the sheriff.
So you're basically trying to get the sheriff to listen to you as opposed to listen to his masters in county government or in the town government?
Well, essentially, I don't care if he listens to me. It's his contract. His contract to the people he needs to listen to.
Which, of course, is something else you didn't sign, right? I mean, he swore an oath to this one-sided document, right? The Constitution. He allegedly swore an oath to it. Which says that he's supposed to protect
you. Many of these people don't even swear in when they go in. It's amazing. They're supposed to have an oath of office, and they don't even do it.
Then effectively he has no power whatsoever if he doesn't swear an oath
of office. Well, effectively he's got guys with guns that will do what he says. I mean,
yeah,
I agree with you from a legal standpoint he shouldn't. But the amazing thing is they don't care. I mean, we saw this situation in Florida, and you know, many of the judges are sitting on the bench with no oaths. And, whatever.
So I don't know what to expect, but I hope that you can get as many people out there as possible. Mark, you said you're going to go down for this?
I'm going to go down for this. I think this is interesting. You know, I find what Jay has to say to be intriguing.
I'm going to go down
as well. You know, I'm not sure that he's going to be successful in this, but I hope he is, and I want to lend my support.
Let's bring Captain Ned on the line here, listening to WFLA in Florida. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live with Jay Noon.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead.
Mine. Hey, let me help Jay out here in a second. But I'd like to say that I've got some very interesting stuff on this property thing. But first of all, Ian, I'd like to thank you for that blast, that Liberty blast you had the other day, which was you should be able to have a bazooka in one hand and a man's hand in the other. Dude, I about lost it when I heard that. And between Mark with the...
I don't remember saying it.
Yeah. If you don't have a talk with your cat about catnip, who will? That's a double-barreled Liberty blast, man.
Captain Ned, stick with us. We'll bring you back on the property tax issue here in a moment. You can talk to Jay Noon. He's going to stick with us for one more segment, 800-259-9231. And then continuing from Florida, we're going to have John Kurtz in, who is the Orlando Civil Disobedience super activist. I think he's in the audience, or he was. He's in the bathroom. He'll be back in a little bit. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the Low Country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sample responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program, and you, as always, can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. We're here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest 2011. Here, of course, to take your calls about anything. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got a special guest, Jay Noon, here with us as he prepares to face down the town of Palmer, Massachusetts, as they send armed agents likely to come and steal his property from him to evict him and his family from their property in Palmer. It's going to happen Tuesday morning. We're planning on being there to see what goes down. I'll bring my video camera out there. We'll have... I'll try to round up as many of the Keniacs as possible to bring him out. It's certainly going to be an early morning expedition, but this is a unique situation.
It doesn't happen every day.
It's heroic, Jay. I mean, you're incredibly courageous to do something like this, and I hope that, you know, whatever ends up happening, that you are an inspiration to others, because what I'd like to see happen someday, maybe here in New Hampshire, when we get more people here as part of the Free State Project, this movement to move as many liberty lovers to New Hampshire as possible and get active for freedom, I mean, yeah, it's great to have political successes, and we're seeing that happen. But in the meantime, I'd love to see a property tax revolt where multiple people, I don't know how many we could get to do it, because not very many people, A, own their property, B, own it outright, or have private loans rather than a bank loan. So you really have a limited situation as far as the amount of people that could even participate in doing what it is you're doing, and that is not paying the property tax or real estate tax bills that are sent. So let's bring Captain Ned back on the line here. Captain Ned, I think you had some suggestions for Jay.
Okay, guys, I'll help Jay in 10 seconds, but everybody there who can possibly go down and go to his place, you become a quill in that porcupine you guys got going there. So anyway, Jay.
Yeah, numbers are very important.
Absolutely. Jay, you have to declare that you are a natural-born citizen of the several states and not a U.S. citizen. And Ian, I know you're going to jump on me, but let me get through this. Only a citizen of a state, a natural-born citizen, per the Constitution, citizen of several states, can actually own property in a state. A U.S. citizen, which is a resident alien, which is sworn into the stadium from Krapistan, they may enjoy the use of property, but they do not have an absolute right to it as far as ownership.
Now, Captain Ned, you talk like you know what you're talking about. Have you not paid property taxes?
Well, no, Joe, let me get through this. Okay, now, a case in point, when you see a license plate from a state or a federal vehicle, you don't see a sticker that says month and year on that, do you? That's because they have a certificate of origin of that vehicle from the manufacturer. That's what they won't give you on your land, okay?
That's true from what I can tell, that when they give you a certificate of title, that's evidence that the state has the manufacturer's certificate
absolutely.
Of origin for
very
the car, and you
look,
don't.
Yeah, very few people look at these certificates of origin. Very interesting documents. I was looking at one recently. And it's extraordinarily interesting. It states you must be a corporation to sign that and say you have that vehicle. But let me get back to this. When, like I told you guys before, remember, when you look at your rear license plate under the sun, you'll see a octagon reflecting hologram in there. It'll say U.S. or official use only. The government owns that vehicle because you do not hold a certificate of origin. You are paying a tax on that, which is your registration, which is identical to property tax on a property. Okay?
Well, it's all very interesting, but how can that actually help anybody do anything as far as getting more free?
Well, like I said, okay, that gives you certain rights, but ultimately what you're doing is renting that title from the state. It's called property tax. Also, as a resident, you are subject to all the various regulations governing the usage of that land. Keep in mind, a resident is always a resident alien. That is a U.S. citizen, is a resident alien, sworn in at the stadium or whatever. You are a natural-born citizen of several states. You are a state citizen. You are the only ones allowed to own property, whether it be your car or your land. Okay? It's intrinsic to this argument. Okay, another case in point, which is your car. You buy a car, but you never see a bill of origin, which is a certificate of origin or a bill of sale. That goes directly to the state capital.
That's a document. That's true. That much is true. That, as I understand
exactly.
It, the manufacturer creates this manufacturer certificate of origin, and then when you purchase the car, part of what the car dealer does is they send that off to the state.
You
and it gets filed away
that.
On microfiche.
Exactly.
You'll get it if you pay cash.
You have the absolute right to that, but you have to demand it.
If you're paying cash, you can get it. Otherwise,
yeah, exactly.
Otherwise
you have
can't.
The absolute right to that. Like you said, no.
That's all. It's all very interesting. But how is any of this going to help somebody not pay property tax? Because I can have a, you know, if we're just talking about cars, I can have this manufacturer certificate of origin, and if I show that to a cop that pulls me over, he's not gonna. Oh well, I guess I just won't get this ticket.
Ian, that is exactly why you never see a month or date expiration sticker on a state or federal vehicle. They're doing what they won't let you do.
Well, right. They can exempt themselves from any of their rules anyway.
Exactly. They're doing what they will not let you do. You have the absolute right.
Okay, so you make the statement that you've made before a bunch of times, and that is you're a state citizen. But I've told you that no one is a citizen because states don't have any obligation to protect you, and citizenship is your duty of obligation given to them in return for their obligation
to
protect you.
Well, I know we could argue that, but Newt Gingrich...
It's not an argument. No. There's nothing you can argue against that.
So how's he not pay property tax, Ned?
What he does is he has to declare himself, and like Newt Gingrich just said a couple weeks ago, we are all sovereign citizens. Okay, Newt said that.
That's a contradiction in terms. You can't be a sovereign citizen.
Well, I know
it's
that's
just not a possibility.
That's where you get.
No. You can't mix terms like that. It's that you can either be a sovereign or you can be a citizen. And
what
if you
I'm
are
saying,
a citizen, there has to be a reciprocity. There has to be an obligation to protect.
But you can absolutely be a citizen of the several states, a natural born citizen. That's straight.
So what are you saying? He's got to file paperwork. He's got to file some sort of paperwork.
He has to declare that he is not a U.S. citizen. He has the absolute right to own that land.
I've declared that before, and it doesn't do anything. What do you do? Do you file something with a court, or where do you declare this? Because I'll declare it right now. I've declared it before. I'm not a U.S. citizen. No one is.
No, the U.S. citizens are sworn in at the stadium. Those are U.S.
Great.
Citizens.
Great. Okay, so what is Jay supposed to do? He's supposed to declare it how?
He just tells them.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like he said, you know, you have to do what legally you have to do, but nobody does it.
Well, that doesn't answer that's not a responsive answer to the question. You do what you legally
have
to do.
I have done this.
You've declared what?
Well, I'll tell you what I've done. I've recently done an affidavit of no memory. And the affidavit of no memory states that I, a one of the sovereign people, because
exactly.
The sovereigns are a group. It's like saying the pitcher from the Boston Red Sox is not the Boston Red Sox, but the pitcher, the catcher, and the first baseman, and all the other team players are the Boston Red Sox. So he's one of the Red Sox. So anyways, I did what was called an affidavit of no memory. A human record, a man's record, is his memory. And in the affidavit of no memory, which they just ignore, I stated that I have no memory of ever making an agreement or obligation with a title entity, name in all capital letters, with the United States, with the state of Massachusetts, or any other corporation, entity, government agency, governmental agency, etc. I have also done and this actually worked in Vermont in a traffic ticket about 7 years ago.
Exactly.
I get a clarification of sovereign status, which I wouldn't do again. I would change it a little bit. It would be like a clarification of, you know, one of the sovereigns or something. I'd word it differently. But as soon as the judge looked at it, and this was in traffic court over in Montpelier, Vermont, about 7 years ago, 6 years ago or something, she screamed at me, told me there was no such thing as a sovereign, had a recess, came back, and the cop just dismissed it. He didn't want anything to do with it. I don't know what happened behind closed doors.
It's weird when that stuff happens.
Right.
Hey, Captain,
exactly.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So where did you file this affidavit of no memory?
Oh, the affidavit of no memory, I filed, I sent a copy to the town.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a copy to Land Court. I sent a copy to Palmer District Court. I also incorporated this affidavit of no memory with a judicial notice that I sent to Land Court and Palmer District Court. And in a judicial notice, I demanded evidence. I told them I was not the trustee, put a name in all capital letters. And like I said, the day I went to court, I did not step across onto their ship. You know, that rail, the bar, that looks like a ship's rail for a reason, because when you're in there, you're under what is really today known as Law of the Sea Treaty.
Yeah,
I was just in court, and they didn't have a rail in this courtroom. They just had seats and stuff.
Yeah. What do you do then?
Well, you know what? I honestly haven't seen a courtroom like that. Where was that?
This was in
Keene District Courts like that.
Yeah, really?
There's no rail there.
Okay. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
I plan on being there, though.
Well, that's good.
Because I'm certainly interested in helping anybody I can. And I've been going in as Palmer District Court for other people many, many, many times.
So you're able to address the person in the robe successfully without actually stepping into the defendant's chair?
Sure. I just sit there and talk to him. Stand there and talk to him from the land, essentially.
I think that stuff's all very fascinating. I don't know if any of it actually works to any extent. But we're looking forward to this. I've asked your brother to put some details up over on the Free Keene forum at forum.freekeene.com about how folks that might be in the area could go out on Tuesday morning and help you guys out, because we certainly plan on being there. We're looking forward to it. And Jay, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight.
Thank you guys for helping me.
I hope you'll call us if you're not in jail that night and let us know how things go. We'll come up. How Tuesday next.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.